So we're talking to Chris Grayling, who has just been re-elected to Epsom and Newell. Chris, congratulations.
Thank you very much. A great honour to be re-elected. A good result here, and I shall carry on doing my best for the constituency for the period up to the next election, whenever that may be.
Quite a friendly campaign, we've been hearing.
Yes, and it's been characteristic over the years of the campaigns here. There's generally pretty good relations between the candidates, a friendly debate, a friendly discussion, and it's the way it should be, really.
Now, Chris, you've worked very closely with the Prime Minister. She's going to be concerned tonight, isn't she?
I think she'll be very disappointed. We're obviously only partway into the night, so there's a lot of water to flow under the bridge in tonight's election. But clearly, I think we'd have hoped to do better than this at this stage. But we've always said this was going to be a real battle. A lot of the headlines said we were just going to romp it. This was all about getting a mandate for Brexit. And I hope at the end of the night we will still have a Conservative government.
Do we have any idea at this early stage where it went wrong? I mean, a few weeks ago it was a slam dunk, and now tonight it's looking considerably more dodgy than perhaps you would have thought then.
Well, I never really believed it was a slam dunk. Elections are never a slam dunk. We believed from day one that it was a tough contest, but it was necessary to get that mandate for the Brexit negotiations. Let's see where we end up at the end of the night.
So the count's finished here at Epsom Newell. Everyone's packing up and going home. What next for you? Going to go home and sit glued to the television?
I think a glass of something strong and then probably some sleep.
Lovely. Thank you.
Nice one. Thanks, Chris. Thank you.